Good morning, I'm Matapelo Moloi. The Solidarity Fund will no longer be taking requests for funding as it prepares to close by September. Since its establishment 2 years ago, the fund has raised nearly 3.8 billion rand and disbursed 3.3 billion rand in COVID-19 relief funding. The fund's CEO, Thandi Mande.
While the decision has been made and this chapter of the fund is coming to an end, in the future, should the country ever face an all-encompassing calamity similar to what we have witnessed in the last 2 years, the Solidarity Fund will be capacitated to remobilize.
Well, Public Protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane will consult her lawyers today after President Cyril Ramaphosa gave her 10 days to explain why he should not suspend her in terms of Section 194 of the Constitution. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nosiviwe Mabisa Nqakula, had informed the President about the National Assembly's intention to resume the impeachment proceedings against Mkhwebane. This follows the recent Constitutional Court ruling which paved the way for the proceedings to continue. Meanwhile, President Ramaphosa has blamed NATO for the conflict in Ukraine and says he will resist calls to condemn Russia. He was answering questions in the National Assembly yesterday.
There is a tendency for the most powerful countries to use their positions as permanent UN Security Council members to serve their national interests rather than the interests of global peace and stability.
Well, the DA's KZN head, Francois Rogers, says longtime leader Mbali Ntuli's resignation from the party is not surprising, as she had previously spoken to him about a desire to explore other options. Ntuli's left the party and stepped down as a member of the provincial legislature. Rogers has dismissed suggestions that bickering within the party could be behind Ntuli's departure.
I think the fact that she needs some new challenges in her life and that her priorities perhaps have changed, I have to respect that and have to thank her for what she's contributed to the party in various roles and what she's contributed in her capacity as a member of the provincial legislature.